recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. The mantra has long been, don't touch your retirement savings. But in the midst of the continuing economic meltdown, many women say they might have to tap into money saved for the future. Now, with the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. The U.S. economy shrank at its fastest pace in nearly 30 years. Consumer spending is down. Unemployment has risen in every state. The sale of new homes is the worst since 1960. Existing home prices are posting further declines. More companies are announcing mass layoffs. Consumer confidence is low. All these circumstances are leading many of us to consider tapping into what had been saved for and called retirement money. In the past, it was tempting, but these days, for many, it's necessary for survival, considering one's 401k retirement account as a place to get emergency cash. Yes, it's your money, and yes, you need it now, but before you can count on getting cash out of your 401k savings, take a look at the very short list of limited circumstances the Internal Revenue Service allows financial hardship withdrawals from your 401k account. The reasons are very specific. An increasing number of companies report an increase in loans and hardship withdrawals. The most common reason given, to make mortgage payments. And according to 401kHelpCenter.com, the IRS allows you to tap your 401k plan if you need money to prevent foreclosure or eviction from your home, pay unreimbursed medical expenses for yourself or dependents, buy a primary residence or pay for repairs, pay for college tuition and related education expenses for yourself or certain dependents, or pay for the cost of a funeral. Check with your plan administrator first before counting on that money as a source to help you and your family get by. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.